You okay, Wendy? General Services, we got a presentation on the current operations and activities of the General Services Department.
Good morning, members of the board. Joy Hall, Director of General Services. I am here before you today to discuss the achievements and improvements of the 7 departments of General Services, the challenges we've faced, and our goals moving forward. First, though, I want to say thank you to my staff. I have a wonderful staff. They do great work in our department, so thank you, you guys. And also, I want to congratulate Steve Serdahl. He is my new deputy director, so congratulations, Steve.
Thank you.
He's, that's going to be a great part of my department, but he has to work with me, so. excuse me. This is going to, I have 7 departments, so it may take a few minutes, so I'll go as quickly as I can. I'm going to start with communications. Communications is our a 3-man team. We have the communications officer, Todd Shelton, right here. We have a senior telecommunications tech and a communications tech. They are in charge of all of the telephone, internet, radios, radio repeaters, surveillance, and they also do outside support for fire departments and law enforcement. So they do the radios and things like that for them. For them, they have had a lot of achievements this year. For the Sheriff's Department, they did a $2.4 million project that was funded by the CARES Act monies, which allowed 136 radios to meet FCC requirements and recommendations. They also upgraded a console and included a new microwave link installation for the Sheriff's Department on Butcher Hill. This was the AFTEC project. They also rewired the network and cleaned up the wires and made the network faster down at the Dunsmuir Sheriff's substation. And they also installed lights and sirens for 3 sheriff's vehicles so far. For the road department, they upgraded 5 repeaters, 1 control station, 150 radios, and this was all funded through ARPA. They have also, with the help of Todd Shelton and Amanda Kimball, my project coordinator, they successfully secured a contract to repair the Harvey Jones Butte repeater site. This site has been down for about 2 years, and so with this one that gets fixed, it's going to be started in May. It'll allow the Sheriff's Department, the Lava Bed PD, and the Fire Department to have access out there for radios. They have also rewired the network in the old genealogy building for HHSA. It's their new fiscal office. And they also did the cameras at the Transit Center, Public Health, and the OES warehouse this year. Challenges for communications has been, at the beginning of the year, there was a 1-man staff, it was Todd. We had a retirement and a vacancy, so kind of got behind on some things. We are now fully staffed with very great employees, and they are catching up on all of their things. Another thing is training. It's been on the new technology. It's hard to find the training, and when they do, it's out of town. So it has to go away, so go and get that. And then another one has been the equipment that they've been looking for. Of course, all the vendors are out of it, so it's hard to get some of the equipment that they're looking for. Our goals moving forward for them is to get Harvey Jones Butte taken care of, also to move repeaters and possibly the Sheriff Road and County Fire to Antelope Peak and possibly Soda Ridge. And repair the 2 repeater vaults located at Salmon Mountain in Slater View, the rewire of the Mount Shasta Library, and to oversee the or participate in the rewire of the Government Center here, to upgrade the CCTV for the Sheriff's Office, and along with the 3 Sheriff's cars that they've already done, there's 11 more for them to do, and then also convert the behavioral health to the voiceover IP system. Communications. My next department is the airports. Siskiyou County General Services supports 5 airports. We are in charge of maintaining 4 of those with pavement improvement, cleaning, and weed abatement. Those airports are Siskiyou, Weed, Scott Valley, Butte Valley, and Happy Camp. We currently have 40 ground leases, 2 ag leases, 6 hangar leases, 18 bunker rentals, 4 space rentals, and an FBO that's operated by Chad McCall of Valley Aviation. So I'm going to start with Siskiyou County Airport. We have a lot of things going on at Siskiyou County and in need. The achievements for Siskiyou County, that we have gotten the crack ceiling and the taxiway apron done and the USF, or the United States Forest Service tanker base. We've painted the runway, including the numbers, the hold lines, the center lines, and the touchdowns. We renewal of all the electrical circuits and installation of the dedicated electrical circuits. We installed the kitchen, sink, bathroom stuff, microwave cabinets for the CAL FIRE HeliBase management office and the crew rest recovery. Also installed LED lighting. We replaced the power pole and the exterior power panel for the 100LL fuel tank dispenser. We received over $664,000 in federal and state funds to develop the airport layout plan and the pavement management plan out at Siskiyou. Perimeter Road is the road coming into the airport. It's got several potholes in it, so it is slated to be resurfaced early this summer. And thank you to the road department, they'll be helping us with that. And in 2023, this year, the Forest Service is going to invest in their current fire retardant tanks that are out at Siskiyou. They're going to be replacing them and for this new fire season. Challenges for Siskiyou Airport. In January, four buildings suffered major damage to their roofs. So we're working, we had wind gusts of 71 miles per hour. And up to the average about 53 miles an hour out there. So they're currently working with FEMA and our insurance to get those four roofs replaced. Another challenge is that when we receive federal funding, we're required to be in. When you receive federal funding at an airport, we're required to be income generating. And in order to be, it's challenging because our fees in some instances are still back from 2010. So we're trying to move forward to get our fees so that we are an income generating facility. Also, when we get monies from the FAA to do projects, we're required to have matched funds. So that makes it harder for not income generating. and then we get a lot of our funds through CARES Act and fire activities, which we're grateful for the money, but we don't like to see the fire activity, you know, of course, in our county. So, and the another thing out there is that we do have the CCC building out there, and it's in bad condition. It's dilapidated. The basement is fully submerged in water, so it needs to be, it's condemned and collapsing, so we need to take care of that soon. So our goals moving forward, we want to enter into a contract with the U.S. Forest Service for a long-term contract, and they want to construct a new building located at the tanker site. So we anticipate this lease will be anywhere from 20 to 50 years with them. We are soon to hire a transportation worker, I think on the 17th. This person will is a transportation service worker, so they'll be mostly in stage, but they'll also be helping out at the airports. General Services has been in talks with the Montague Fire Department to do a multi-agency training exercise to burn down the CCC building. It's in its infancy stages, and it would be a permitted event, but we definitely want to try and see if we can get that done. We want to purchase a sweeper for the runway, taxiway, and apron for all four airports. And there's a multi-room out there that is building that the FAA has equipment in, and we would like to remodel the remaining rooms and establish a pilot's lounge out there. So moving on to the Beat Airport, our achievements, of course, are we've done the crack filling in the ceiling of the taxi runway. We are now in phase one. I'm so happy about this. We are in the phase one of the taxiway and apron asphalt replacement. It's expected to start early spring or early summer of this year. It'll take place in three different phases. These dollars were made possible by the FAA and state funds, but it's also our understanding that the city of Dunsmuir gave up their entitlements, and we were allowed to get those monies to help with our project. And the FAA just told us last week that we're getting an additional $400,000, so that project will be a $3.5 million project at Reed Airport. So we feel that's a really good thing. Valley Aviation, our fixed-base operator, is replacing the 5,000-gallon 100LL tank with a double-walled tank. So it will have a fuel dispenser and a card reader. Should be in by the end of this month or next month. Challenges for the Weed Airport. nailing down the FAA funds. You have to really jump through a lot of hoops to get it. You all know, they say, do this, then it guns back to something else, and then we end up getting the funds. So it's just a lot of hoops to jump through for those challenges. Goals moving forward for the Weed Airport. Valley Aviation is planning on to expand their service out there by adding another hangar, an FBO hangar, and also to provide car rental services, and also maybe add up into an additional 5 hangars to lease out there. Butte Valley, there currently is only one hangar out there, and we use it primarily for fire activities. Our goals there for that airport are to crack, fill, and seal, paint the numbers, the hold lines, in this next coming fiscal year, and it's made possible by the 21 fire activities that were happened out there. Scott Valley Airport is primarily used for fire activities. This airport would need to be painted, but is in otherwise good condition. And our last one, Happy Camp Airport, the FAA closed it to public use, so we don't do a whole lot out there anymore. My next department, we're talking about stage. Transportation is our bus service throughout Siskiyou County. It consists of 13 employees. I have a transportation manager, Angie Stonebaugh. She's out sick today, otherwise she would have been here. A transportation coordinator, 2 heavy equipment mechanics, a staff service analyst, and an admin assist. We also have 7 bus drivers and soon to be 8. So that'll be coming next month. We currently have 5 routes and anticipate 2 more. The achievements that we have done for stage is phase 1 of the new route started on February 13th. As of April 17th, we'll go back to full fares, and we just ordered 2 new diesel buses, and they are 22 passenger with 2 wheelchair accessible passengers, expected to be delivered in the first quarter of 2024, so next year. The challenges, our bus fleet consists of 10 buses. There's 5 Helix and 5 medium Ford E450 Starcrafts. They all have the same useful life. And so in spite of it, which is 2027, in spite of their high mileage, we have a lot of money, we go everywhere in the county. So the average mileage on a Gillig is 430 and a Starcraft is 102. We put those miles on very fast on there. We are required to go to 0 emissions by 2040. This could be electric or hydrogen buses. So consideration needs to be made on how we're going to take care of that infrastructure, whether we go with electric or hydrogen buses. So that's a challenge for us. Goals moving forward, we tentatively have that hire date of April 16th for our transportation worker, who will work on the airports and in a relief driver. Phase 2 of the bus routes, this will add an express route to the PM route. It goes up and down I-5 as quick as possible. It'll also include Big Springs and Lake Shasta. And phase 2 will also include a Happy Camp route 2 to 3 days a week. We are still in the infancy stages of that, and we believe that we may have found a grant that will help us to achieve that goal. Stage is required, of course, to go 0 emissions by 2040. So in order to get there, we have to do a 0 emissions plan, which we'll bring before you in June. June of 23. And then in accordance with the transportation asset management plan, Stage has to perform analysis on the bus fleet. So we'll be looking over all of those to find out which buses that we need to replace to stay in a state of good repair. My next department is facilities. Facilities is in charge of maintaining all county-owned buildings and properties. They're also responsible for our RFPs and our Bs and any subsequent public works contracts that follow. Our facilities team is made up of 5 employees, our project coordinator, Amanda, my facility manager, Scott Setzer, and my facility supervisor, Travis Jackson. And then we have also 2 building maintenance, 3 workers. In the last year, facilities has been outstanding. I mean, I just don't even know what else to say about them. They're just good reputation, and they have a quick turnaround time on all of their stuff. We are in the process of hiring a couple more people to join their team. They have so many achievements and improvements. I'm just going to start out with their contracts and their public works contracts that they've completed or in the process of completing. We do the admin center and the government center and the sheriff headquarters for cleaning, alarm, and the elevator. We just did an HVAC system to update the county buildings contract. We did a re-roof for Siskiyou County Admin Center, a demolition of a building and a re-roof of the public health building, a jail fence, the design contract for Department 1, and an engineering contract to help with the multitude of designs, scopes, and management of the projects, of our projects and our infrastructure. The projects that they've done, goodness, I'm going to list these, but I know that there are so many more. So the projects that they have taken care of are the district attorney's remodel, which I don't know if you guys all saw the new door that was in here. Beautiful. Looks great. Consisted of a new window, new carpet, paint, and additional walls in the detective's area. They framed in a new office at county council. They created a file room, including filing cabinets for the public defender, put a new client window in, and updated their new space at, here at the government center. They updated the old genealogy building, which now houses the fiscal staff for HHSA. They created a large file room for the Treasury Department. This one is great. They moved Davis Extension Department out, had the floors were abated, they painted the whole building, and moved them back in within 3 weeks. So I think that was a really good thing. And they did complete the cleanup project of Department 1, 2, and the old server room. At the end of this week, every one of them will have electrical training. And we had the tank removal out here. I don't know if you guys have seen the grass out there that needs to grow back, but we had a diesel tank that was removed out there, and it came back clean. Our ground is good out there. And then another one is that they never owned their own dump truck. They've always had to borrow from people, and we were able to get a dump truck this year, or a dump trailer, I guess I should say. So that's a good thing. Challenges for facilities. They don't have their own central shop, and their tools are spread out between multiple places. So that would be one of our goals, is to get a central shop for them. Also, there is drug paraphernalia everywhere. So we have invested in a machine that's called a GOAT, and it is essentially a vacuum mulcher. So they don't have to pick the leaves up by hand. So if anything drug paraphernalia is in there, they're not touching it with their hands. It's going into this machine. Security issues. We've had a lot of fences cut, so security issues are a challenge for us in the lighting and cameras. So moving forward for them, our goals would be, and I have no doubt that they will accomplish all of these. Carpets for county council should be done in May of 2023. Resurfacing the parking lot out here, lighting at the admin center, painting of the inside of this building, putting up a wall with bullet-resistant glass at HHSA, and enclosing the front counter at community development. More training with the HVAC, plumbing, ladder, and confined spaces, and getting some PPEs and some essential tools for them. And second to the last, I think. Sanitation is my next department. Sanitation has 4 transfer stations, 1 landfill, and a multitude of closed landfills. We received grants through Cal Recycle for the tire amnesty, household hazardous waste, beverage grant, and used oil. We also enforce a lot of Senate and Assembly bills. Our staff there includes 2 General Service Tech 2s, a General Service Tech 1, a Staff Service Analyst, and a Department Fiscal Officer, and a soon-to-be hired grant coordinator, hopefully in the beginning of April. We're working towards that right now. Accomplishments. Sanitation partnered with Caltrans to do Cleanup California. They were able to give us funding for several free waste events and also for the appliance waste. We'll be having more in the future, and we'll do a county one on March 25th. So countywide, every transfer station that we have will be free to dump household garbage. We received grant funding for the tire amnesty, and we had one out at Oberlin Road on February 4th. Filled 2 trailers. We were going to have one in Mount Shasta, however, because of the snow, we had to cancel it, but we will be doing it to get tires down there. We are in the process of hiring our grant coordinator. This person has got extensive knowledge on solid waste and recycling and couldn't come at a better time. So we're super happy to have her joining our team. Challenges for sanitation. All of our landfills are currently closed except for the Wairika landfill, and it's going to cost a lot of money too. So just securing the funding to get it closed is a challenge for us. Household hazardous waste. We apply for the grant and we normally get about $100,000. This year we were low man on the totem pole and got $13,000. So it makes it a challenge for us in that we don't have any place for people to bring their household hazardous waste. So we'll be working on trying to get a better grant for that to get that going. So many mandates that are coming from the state. Our contract ends for the transfer stations, so we're moving forward. Things are looking promising, but it is a short time turnaround. And general service techs are a two-man crew. They do everything. They do a lot of things down at the lake, cleaning up down there. They also have to make multiple trips to our outlying transfer stations to collect the tires and the light bulbs and the e-waste. So one of our goals for them would be to hopefully try and see if we can't get a five-yard dump so we don't make eight trips out to Tule Lake to bring back those things. We make one trip and save the time. So that's one of our challenges there. And then also they have to go out and do sampling at every one of the transfer stations, so getting the right timing can be challenging for them. So moving forward with sanitation, I'd like to secure the funding to close the landfill. We're going to continue with the host the trash days and tire amnesty events and the green waste days. We're going to secure more grant funding to serve our community through our new grant coordinator. And of course, I just said the five-yard dump. We're hoping to get that very soon. The last ones that I want to talk about are the Siskiyou Power Authority and flood control. Siskiyou Power Authority is in charge of the hydroelectrical dam down at Box Canyon on Lake Siskiyou. Northbrook is our current operator. Flood control and water conservation provides recreational experience, tourism, and flood control around Lake Siskiyou and Lake Shastina. And that flood control also helps draw down the lake during the winter months at Lake Siskiyou for the downstream residents. Our general service techs all help out around the lake, whether cleaning bathrooms, picking up trash, keeping our lift station going, or our dilapidated, very old boom. The achievements that we have seen this year are our power purchase agreement saw a good increase. All the computers have been replaced, so our consultant was able to get our program logic controller working properly. We passed both of our FERC and state inspections. We're getting an increase in special events permit and on flood property. Kyla Burton from Public Health was able to secure a grant to get two roofs put on at the campground. And flood control is able to secure deadwood to come in and do some fire mitigation. And also CAL FIRE is conducting fire mitigation on Rainbow Ridge that will all free to us. They're going to take care of all of it, and it's to mitigate the fire from them being able to get into Mount Shasta. So that'll be all happening in this fall. Challenges for SPA and flood are we need to get a new interconnection agreement done, getting ready for fire season. Our current generator and tram and log boom are in need of replacement. And another challenge that our guys find on flood control is that you have a lot of overnight campers there and trash and open fires. So trying to delicately let them know that they can't stay the night there, that they have to move on is sometimes a challenge. Goals moving forward, we'd like to secure the interconnection agreement, do a feasibility study for a pedestrian bridge, and get a new boom for the dam. Currently, I just looked today, just so you guys know, our current level is 3174. With the influx of what happened, we are trying to cut. We need to be at 3181 as of March 15th, but we've been keeping it a little bit lower just because we knew that the weather was coming in so that we didn't have spillage over the top of it and we can collect as much going through the turbines as possible. So we're constantly looking at the weather to see where we need to be, but we will be moving it back up to 3181. We have 382 CFS going out of the turbines right now, so we're producing some good energy. right now, and our inflow is 274 as of today. Any questions?
I'm sure there is. Supervisor Chris?
Thank you. Along the inflow, I'll talk about the last subject first.
Okay.
The inflow and outflow, of course, we think of Orville a few years back and all those sorts of things. Is it staff doing the work as best as possible, or is there a formula in place or a professional outfit that looks at the snowpack and rain on events and those sorts of things in the Army Corps? I know I believe the Army Corps of Engineers takes over Orville Dam once it reaches a certain point. How does it work for us?
So our operators keep a close eye on that, what's coming in. We talk pretty much every day during weather like this to decide what we need to do to keep. I don't want to see water going over the spillway because that means we're losing money. I want to see it going through the turbines. So what we can do to keep it going through the turbines, so trying to negotiate, see what's coming and to keep that going. We're in constant contact with each other to make sure that we know what's coming down, what the weather is like, how much we think that we're going to get in, and trying to keep that level where it needs to be so that we're not over.
Yeah. Are you comfortable with that process?
I am. Yeah.
And then, not good at things, Butte Creek over in Butte Valley. Does the General Services see that for flood control? Is that managed by the Irrigation District over there?
Yeah, the Irrigation District,
because
I've not heard of that one.
All right. I think the Irrigation District takes care of that. I'm guessing the mobile net is still or not. For Butte Valley Fire, this was the ad. Butte Valley Airport, they played a big part in the fire, the recent fire we had there, a big part there. Bob, what was generated in revenue? Do you know, or approximate ball figure is pretty defined. You guys came with a whole department presentation and
yes. Asked
questions, so
I
respect
you
on this act. Yes, sir, Mr. Smith.
My name is Steve Sertall, the Deputy Director of General Services. You're referring to Butte Valley Airport, couple fire seasons ago?
That's correct.
The revenue that was brought back there was right around $50,000.
It was, okay.
Yes.
Right. Is all that going back into the airport, or is it matched money to get more FFA?
It is. Yeah. That money will be going back into Butte Valley Airport this spring.
Right.
We were inspected by Caltrans Aeronautical Division, and there's some things out there that we need to take care of. Crack filling is one of them. We need to do some more painting. And some weed abatement and so forth. So that those monies will be going into that airport this spring.
All right. And it would be used to match FAA funding, or just directly in towards it, or?
The only time that we match FAA funding is when there is a massive project going on, like if we're going to redo the runway or something like that.
Okay.
This particular is going to be done in-house.
Okay.
At our level with our public works and our department,
right,
and general services.
I know the Butte Valley Airport for ambulance calls is the spot where we transport patients to. It's the central location. And it's safest for the helicopters to land there with them as in the back there. That's really it for me now. I'll stop here.
Supervisor Orban?
Siskiyou County Airport. Oh, probably don't go away. great work happening at Siskiyou County Airport. It's exciting to see that things are actually happening there and things are looking up. Any ideas for income generation out there other than
he's got amazing.
Yes, ma'am. The if I may start this way, in the consent items that you guys approved today was the floor roofs that were damaged. That's all being covered by our insurance company. So as soon as I leave here, I'm going to be making a phone call, putting those repairs in motion. So, as far as revenue based out there, our Kimley and Horn, who is our current consultants, we just started the beginning phases of the airport improvement for Siskiyou County. They have a part of their team is they're reaching out to organizations such as UPS, FedEx, Amazon, things of that nature, to see if there's interest in coming into our airport. And even though the communication is just short started, there has been interest. that Kimley and Horn has expressed to us, but it's just at the beginning stages of it, so forth. We currently don't have an FBO out at Siskiyou. We have a fuel agreement with John Kohlfeldt. John Kohlfeldt is working towards his retirement. He just sold his FBO business to Valley Aviation out of Weed. And Valley Aviation and John Kohlfeldt are now discussing turning over the fuel arrangement that he has with the county to with Chad at Valley Aviation. And Chad wants to develop an actual FBO presence at Siskiyou Airport. So if that does happen, which we're anticipating it will, that the Chad is very aggressive. He has a good vision. As you heard the presentation, what his vision is for Weed Airport, bringing in electric cars for rental cars and things of that nature. So he has a mindset of investing money into the airport, as well as purchasing and building hangars. Because all our hangars out at the airports are all filled. We have no vacant hangars at all at any of the airports. So it's not cost effective for us as a county to invest those dollars into buying a hangar, because the return on investment is so far down the road. However, if we were to, in these situations, have a ground lease with somebody such as Valley Aviation, we reap the benefits of the ground lease revenue, and he gets to rent out his hangar that he'd be purchasing. So, does that answer your question, Ben?
Yeah, keep moving forward. Thank you.
Three things. One, on the electric vehicle deal for Stage. Call up Lassen County, ask them how they're doing with their electric school buses. Not working. They don't like cold weather. So
yeah.
Get ahead of that curve.
We have also found that the electric buses don't like to go up hills.
Yeah. Let's go down a different path.
Yes, yeah.
Weed Airport, and I may be saying this wrong, but the is it the AWOS that we're still waiting for mechanical landing? So that it's, am I correct in that?
They have an AWOS out
yeah.
there.
Not Weed. Not at Weed. No. And you need one at Weed for medical services for emergency landings, because
yes.
when the weather's bad, they can't land.
If we did our ASIPs just the other day, a couple months ago, and I believe that the AWOS was in that, in Weed Airport to get one. So you on an ASIP, you have to tell them, and this year we're going to do this, and this year we're going to do this, you know, and so right now our number one goal is to get the apron done and the
right.
taxiway and
right.
stuff, but it is on our ASIPs. I don't recall what year that we put it in there, but it is in there.
So reach out to John Kohlfeldt.
Okay.
I don't know if Chad would know yet, but John, we've been working on that for 10 plus years. And my understanding is the unit is available to us.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to go through some bureaucracy to get it.
Okay.
So I think it's sitting out there waiting for us to just bring it here and install it.
Okay.
I don't think it's a big deal, but it's a bigger deal just trying to get it.
Yeah.
So check it out.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's critical to that airport, especially as they expand this FBO service. That's the only thing that's prohibited airlift medical services from locating there, because of if they get into bad weather. And we did have an incident many years ago where we lost an infant because we couldn't get them out in time. And then lastly, on the, did I hear you say the 21st was first was a free dump day?
25th. March 25th.
And is it one day only?
Yes, but it's all for, we've been doing multiple free ones. We've had two at Overland and Black Butte, and White Waste at both.
So it's just mainly garbage, right?
Yes, household garbage.
So I know when we do the green waste, we spread that out
We're still going.
For the 2 weeks.
For two
yeah.
weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I would at least caution you to kind of spread that out as well, because I know the transfer stations, when they get one-day dumps like that, people go away mad because they line up and they can't get in. And there's also a limit on how much we can take in one day.
Yes.
And that is a cutoff. So,
I do believe, I know you had talked to Caltrans about the green waste, and I do not remember, were they able to do a green waste event?
Yes, Amanda Kimball, project coordinator for General Services. We are scheduled for them to do a green waste on the 22nd with anticipation to do exactly what we did last year with the 2 week free, and then, or I think it was
$5.
$5. And then on April 22nd for Earth Day, we will be partnering with Caltrans to have a free event, and they will then reimburse us for what the community brings in.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Cool.
Just one stage to have again. We're still on track to restore bus service down there.
Yes.
And
it's going to be in phase two of our set. Angie Sabo has been looking into some grants, and unfortunately she's out sick today, so she can't speak, but she is looking into some grants that will help us, because it's very expensive to go down to Happy Camp and back, and so looking into these grants, it looks like she might have found something that can help us out for the next 2 years and be a very low cost to the county.
Okay, last I heard, we had a driver that was going to be trained and ready to go in the middle of April.
Yes, we have a bus driver that went down to part time, and then we're hiring another one. So.
Okay, I understand the logistical piece of the number of hours bus drivers can drive on. What's the long term fix for this?
Monday.
Yep.
Angie and Andy Gilman, who is the new transportation coordinator, were on the phone Monday talking to Happy Camp as well as Caltrans about the route. And they had intentions on going to Happy Camp this week to actually go and decide to lay out the route itself. But because of the weather and because of the landslides and stuff like that, that got delayed. So ideally, in the best case scenario, is to find a driver that lives in Happy Camp. And the reason that is the bus will be kept in Happy Camp at the yard, and that person who lives in Happy Camp will go to the yard, pick up the bus, and start the route. We do the same thing for Aetna, that the bus is kept at the Aetna yard and we have somebody living out there. That's the ideal situation. Part of that discussion on Monday was with advertising and see if there was somebody out there locally that would like to have a part-time job that carries the credentials of having a CDL that can drive a bus or is willing to be trained. But that hasn't been identified yet. But as far as a part-time driver is concerned, yes, we do have a part-time driver that we're anticipating will go part-time mid-April. That is all depending on the additional hire that we just had that is going through the current hiring process now. So assuming that all that works out well, then everything will line up for that.
And a number of years ago, we were looking at a midpoint transfer. Because of the length of hours, we were looking at a midpoint on the river to exchange passengers, not drivers, and then go back and forth. I don't know what happened to that idea. Seemed to make sense.
Yeah, that is a good idea. That's something for us to consider.
We've had three or four personnel changes since, so. Okay. Anyway, if you could look into that, that'd be great, I think. We would certainly cut down on some logistical issues that you have with the regulation.
So, in the past, we partnered with the Karuk Tribe, I think, and offset those costs.
Yes.
I was just thinking the same
and
thing when
I know there's a lot of money flowing from D.C. into tribal communities as well, so maybe there's something there that we can work out that will help offset that. Because I know that's been the biggest problem, is just the cost of running that route. So.
And it is people that work at the tribe that continue to contact me about the lack of service.
Any other follow-up questions? I think for me, it's just, you know, the power authority, what's going on down there. You know, this is obviously what we should have as good a year as we have had in a while, is that we capture every cent that we can, you know, because we're still not going to make a lot of money there, but at least help, because it drops down to the flood control, where we get the revenue there.
Yes.
So, thank you. Wendy, am I ready to take five?
Yep.
All right, 5 minutes.
Thank you.